You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Tonight we bring you a rebroadcast of the Conducting Conversations show that aired the week before Christmas last year. Our special guest was Noel, recording artist and songwriter. Happy holidays, everyone, from myself, Mike Maino, and everyone here at the WCRI family. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all. Here we are the week before Christmas, and we have a very special program this evening. We're going to be listening to A New England Christmas, which is the title of a CD produced by a very charming young lady who is with me in the studio here. Her name is Noel. Welcome, Noel.
Hi, thank you. Welcome.
It's great to have you here in the studio. Noel is a singer, songwriter, and you are just going to love the music you're about to hear this evening. It's a great CD that we have. It was brought to my attention, believe it or not, by a strange series of circumstances. I happened to meet Noel's mother. Your mother does what, Noel, as far as the community here?
My mother is the director of the North Kingstown Community Chorus.
And we had her on the show a few weeks ago, and she said, listen to this CD, as any proud mother would do.
Of course.
I was very fortunate to get a copy of the CD, listened to it, and immediately called Noel, and we were lucky enough to get her here in our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter and be able to play some of this music for you. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I'm from a small Rhode Island fishing village called Wickford. I grew up here, and I went off to Boston Conservatory of Music, studied classical voice and piano, and sang with the Tanglewood Festival Chorus and the Boston Pops, and was hired to sing on various projects in studio, and one of the producers kind of discovered me and asked me to write songs, and everything kind of took off from there. From there, I went to Hollywood and sang in major motion pictures, and now I'm singing in video games that are worldwide. So wow. It's been really exciting and fun.
That's an area that I would think most of our listening audience probably isn't too familiar with when you say that you sing in video games. Now, let's take this one step at a time. Let's go back to the motion pictures. Give us some titles of some of the pictures you've had us a part in.
Yeah, I sang in The Fourth Floor by, it starred William Hurt. I sang in Frailty, Children of Dune miniseries.
Hmm.
I think Fatal Attraction. There was something with Terry Hatcher. I can't remember all the names in the movies.
sometimes you do these things, and it's like, where does this go? I don't know. I just sing, right?
I was called to sing in movies, and I said, oh, I don't think so. I'm looking to get a record deal.
Right.
And the Hollywood film scorer, Brian Tyler, who's this incredible film scorer, he works with John Williams and James Horner, he said, you know, it might help your career if you sing in movies.
Well, there you go. And now the video game part of it. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, I work with Futura Productions in Boston, and it's a huge, beautiful recording space. They do a lot of orchestral film, video game orchestral scores. And he had encouraged me to sing for projects that were coming in. So I started singing more and more on projects, and then he created a kind of a demo that he can send out to composers. I just finished, it's called Ace Combat, and it's a Japanese Bandai Namco flew over from Japan with the whole film crew, and I sang a 7-minute solo at the end of the game. Not that I'll ever hear it because I don't play the games, but they sent me the song separately and it came out really good.
Well, that's a good thing. And there's probably usually a paycheck at the end of that.
Yeah, so definitely. It's nice to get paid.
That's another good thing.
Right.
Well, we're going to get right to some music. We have all Christmas music this evening from Noel's CD, A New England Christmas. And we'll kind of go down the list here, take them one at a time and play as many for you as possible. Tell us about this first one, which is probably not familiar to a lot of people.
Yes, this is a song that I wrote myself. It's called Wish You Were Here. And I wrote it and dedicated it to anyone who cannot make it home for the holidays. And I was especially thinking of our troops serving overseas. And when I sing this live, a lot of times just piano vocal, I talk about the troops and I was lucky enough to hear this year that a lot of the troops are coming home. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting. And I feel like I was part of that singing, you know, Wish You Were Here and dedicating it to them.
Seems like only yesterday we sat around on Christmas Day, drank some eggnog, talked. Brought some cookies to the older folks. Put a log on a roaring fire. Watch the flames grow higher and higher. Light a candle for us, be of good cheer. Merry Christmas to you. Light a candle for us, be of good cheer. We wish you were here.
Promised beautiful music sung by Noel, and this CD that we were taking, that we're taking all the music from, A New England Christmas, but it has kind of a worldwide flavor, right? Lots of different kinds of music on it.
Right. When we put together this CD, we wanted to have traditional carols, and through my partners, John Weston and David Grimes, who helped do the arrangement and the producing, we all picked our own favorites, and they all liked carols from all over the world. So we ended up with a worldwide kind of theme, trying not to leave anyone out, which I'm sure we did. So we have Germany, and France and Poland and Scotland and
all right.
It's really
well,
neat.
Well, let's start right off the top with Germany then. What's this next one going to be?
This next song is Silent Night, and it features a lot of layers of vocals and strings.
One of the world's favorites, Silent Night. And now this next song, I must admit, I'm not familiar with. And Noel, when I look at the title, it doesn't give me too many clues except Jeanette is in it. And I'm guessing we're going French here, right?
We are. This is a French carol. One of my favorites, my middle name is Jeanette. So I'm sort of French, Noel Jeanette. And I picked this because it's upbeat and happy and fun, and I hope, you know, you enjoy it.
All right. Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabella.
Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabella. Bring a torch to Bethlehem. Beautiful is the mother of
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. We are on a special Christmas music program with Noelle. She has brought her CD, which is called A New England Christmas, and we've been listening to music from that, and we'll continue to do that for the rest of the show. We're very happy to have her here. And Noelle, this next piece of music, again, is one I'm not familiar with, but tell us about how this came about. Still, Still, Still.
Yes, this song is a favorite of my arranger, David Grimes. He is a master at creating unique, fresh, beautiful arrangements. He does a lot of work with strings. He wrote this for piano and cello. I got to play piano on it, so I'm excited about that. And Rafi Popperkaiser played cello, and Rafi plays Oliver Boston. All of the musicians on this album are from the Boston area, so it really is kind of a made in New England product, you know, that we're really excited about.
Okay, we'll listen to Still, Still, Still. Program, we talked about the fact that your mother is involved with music as a director, and that's going to come into play in this next piece we're going to listen to, right?
It definitely is. My mother was gracious enough to let her singers from the North Kingstown Community Chorus volunteer to sing, and they actually sing on three of my Christmas carols on this CD. This one is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. It features 50 of her singers, She came up to Boston to Futura Productions. All 50 of them drove up in cars.
Wow.
It was quite an outing. And we gave them pizza and cookies, and they were happy.
That was their pay.
That was their pay. And they had so much fun in the studio. It was really a great experience, and it was just so nice to kind of involve my mom and the whole chorus. It was very, very fun and exciting. She can be difficult, but, you know, we got through it. Okay.
I'm sure it came out fine. So here we have the North Kingstown Community Chorus with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Musical atmosphere, as I'm sure you did, must have a lot of great memories and great traditions. And you were telling me off air about this next song is one of those things, right?
Yes. The next song is O Come Little Children. And at my house at Christmas, we always go to my parents, and my cousins and aunts and uncles would all come over. And after dinner, we would all sit around the piano, and I would play the piano. Since I was 8, I would play the piano, and we would all sing all the carols, and this is one of the carols that we would sing every year. So you know, when we were making the album, I said to David and John, I really want to do this mm-hmm. song, O Come Little Children. And David did this kind of different arrangement on it. When I heard it, I said, this isn't what we used to sing, but I love this arrangement. It's really fun.
To Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Noel, listening to some beautiful holiday Christmas music. And so, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everyone. I say Happy New Year because next Sunday night, we won't have Conducting Conversations. We'll have our special Christmas broadcast with music 24 hours of Christmas with very limited commercial interruptions. So that'll be a special treat for everyone. But tonight I feel like I'm having a special treat because I get to sit here with this beautiful young lady telling us all about her music and things that she has done in her career, which are many. Noel, it's been a real pleasure. People that have been listening to this are probably sitting there with pencil in hand waiting to find out how they can get a copy of this CD. And you happen to have a website, right?
Yes, I do. My website is worldofnoel.com. And the CD is also available on Amazon and iTunes.
So Amazon, iTunes, and what you really should do is go to her website because it's quite an attractive website. You can get a lot of information there, and it's worldofnoel.com. So check that out. And is there room for comments on there, do you know? Can people say hi and hello? And
they can definitely send me a note, which I would love. Okay. You can also send me a note on Facebook. It's facebook.com/worldofnoel. And, you know, give me feedback, what you like. Tell me your Christmas stories. You can inspire my next Christmas carol. You know, that would be really awesome.
Excellent. And there are other recordings there. You have a whole other CD.
Yes, I have another CD called Defenseless, and it's very classical with pop elements. A lot of strings, orchestral recordings there. Two of those songs have been used in movies. And I have a remix on Wish You Were Here This Year, which is kind of a unique take on that song.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to try to get a lot more music in, so we'll go to this next piece, which is, again, one I'm not familiar with. Tell me about this one.
Yes, this is called Balu Lammy, and it's a Scottish, traditional Scottish carol. We used a Scottish fiddle player, Hanneke Cassell. She plays, she's the former national Scottish fiddle champion. She played on this track. It also features 75 vocal layers, which means I sang some of these lines 75 times, and it creates kind of a very lush, atmospheric kind of quality that really matches well with the Scottish traditions.
Excellent. Well, we'll send this out to all our friends in Scotland, which we have quite a few that listen on the World Wide Web. And if you'd like to know how to do that, you just simply go to classical959.com, and you can listen wherever you are in the world via your computer. So there you go. We'll listen to this Scottish tune now. Beautiful CD such as this takes a lot of work, not only on your part to come up with the material, but other people behind the scenes, right?
That's right. One key player in everything I've ever done recording-wise is John Weston. He owns a studio in Boston called Futura Productions, and he has been instrumental from day one in kind of creating my sound. I came from a very classical opera kind of world, and he helped me with my songwriting. His favorite saying is take out half the notes, because I would write very involved pieces. But he is, you know, just a wonderful friend and incredible producer and engineer. So I can't get through this without getting to thank him for his work.
That's great. Wonderful. And now we're going to go to one that's pretty familiar to just about everybody, O Holy Night, right?
Right. I think the prerequisite for making a Christmas CD is that you put O Holy Night on it, because when we sat down to pick our songs, everyone said, you know, O Holy Night needs to be on this record. So this is O Holy Night.
Shining, it is the night of the dear Savior.
Well, frequently on Conducting Conversations, we have great music and a great time, and time does fly, but tonight is really flown by. Beautiful music by a beautiful voice. And Noel, I'm sure that most people listening have the same initial reaction that I did. You have kind of that Celtic woman type of sound. It gives you that same feeling, that warmth and so forth. Do you get that a lot?
I do get that a lot, and I love them. I have seen that group perform when they come to Boston. I'm always there, and they're amazing, and you know, I would have loved to sing with them, but I'm missing the Celtic part. But yeah,
that's like I've always wanted to sing with the women's chorus, but I'm missing something too, right?
Exactly.
Right. Well, it is beautiful music, and thank you so much for being here tonight. And we need to thank someone for telling us about you, and that would be your mother.
Definitely. Thank you, Mom. This is Roberta Bellinger with the Community Chorus of North Kingstown.
Right.
Yeah, that's bad to forget that. And, you know, my parents, my dad, Robert Bellinger, they were so kind to let me go to music school and study piano and voice, and that was just such a great opportunity for me. And thank you, Mike, because it's been a lot of fun, and this is my first radio interview, and I've had so much fun here.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for coming in, and I'm sure it'll be the first of many, many, many in your career. Remember, if you'd like to get the CD for yourself, you still have time to make an excellent Christmas present, and you just have to go to worldofnoel.com. Check that out. Tell us about O Come, O Come.
O Come, O Come, Emmanuel is the only song on this album that I did the arrangement for myself, and it's just piano and voice. It's just very simple, and I love this carol, and I hope you do too.
Excellent. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.